What is up, my friends? It's Sam here, and on this episode, I'm going to talk about decade in a day.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm super excited for this episode, mainly because this episode, or what I'm going to talk about in this episode, is responsible for fattening my wallet, like literally. And so I feel like it's my moral obligation to basically give you this thing I've found in the whole concept of decade in a day. Now, if you know me, you know I binge a lot about Tony Robbins, because the guy has changed my life, from personal development to business to like everything you can think about, relationships, whatever, right? And if you've been listening to the Arisen podcast for a long time, you realize how much I value mentorship and how much I talk about mentorship for a very long time, right? And the reason I talk about it is so we can shortcut the whole curve. We can shortcut the learning curve, the experience curve, the whatever amount of curve we are looking at, right? If we bring it to our car, our day-to-day activities, you're done with university, you're going for a job, and then, typically those advertisements that come for employment, people say that they need 5 years experience in business, and then most of the times we don't have that experience because we are just right out of school, right? And so it just tells us that experience is something that is super, super valuable. It's extremely valuable. And what I want to tell you today is the whole idea of shortcutting the experience that is needed. Now, in our normal lives, we typically say, the company says they need 5 years experience or they need 10 years experience, right? But what does it really, really mean, right? Now, this is not an episode for career guidance. This is not an episode for, how to get the best employment, right? This is about, taking a concept that I've learned from basically shortcutting a decade of experience in a day's worth of work, right? Now, let me share a quick story. There was this lady who emailed me, I think, a couple months ago, and she's a musician from Canada, and she heard about my consulting and marketing, program, and she wanted to be part of it. And so she emailed me, and then we scheduled on a date, we scheduled a common time to talk about marketing and business stuff, right? And so she went into we scheduled on a Tuesday morning, 9 a.m and so I was super ready, but I was late as well. I was late because I wanted to record the session as well, and I was the only one doing this. My if many of you don't know, my personal assistant is off to school, and so basically I'm the one doing most of the dirty works and all that stuff, right? So mounting the lights, getting the camera up, and a whole lot of a mess, right? So I was late for about 20 minutes, and so we jumped on the call, and I had to apologize for being late and stuff like that, right? But her question was, she wanted a one-on-one session with me so she can be able to deep dive and then see how best I can help her, explode her music, right? And some of you might be wondering, like, Sam is not a music producer. He's nothing like that. So why would you want mentorship from him, right? And myself, me saying yes to her offer a couple months ago, like, it didn't make sense until I got in a call and I realized that she really didn't need any form of consulting on the music side of things or on the technical side of things, but actually in her marketing, right? And so after we figured out all those stuff, I decided to basically kick off the whole coaching session right from the get-go, right? So after 10 minutes of she talking about what she does and what she really needed, what I decided to do was to, kick it off, right? And so I just put myself in that you know, spirit of, you know what, someone really needs my help in something. I'm a super expert at it, right? And so we went balls deep into how she can market herself, how she can build her personal brand. So for those who don't know, I do a lot of personal brand consulting as well, right? And so it was a deep dive. I talked for about 40 minutes, and in that 40 minutes, I was so exhausted. Right. I wasn't exhausted from the fact that I was talking, but I felt that my energy had been drained. I felt like she pulled a lot away from me. And then I found out one thing that, you know, one of my mentors always says that if you want to be an expert at something, what you have to do is dedicate 10,000 hours, right? 10,000 hours to that specific thing. So you want to be an expert at logo designing, make sure you input 10,000 hours of logo designing, and then you'll be an expert at it. Whatever you want to do, like, just think about the number of hours that you put into the work, and then you become an expert, right? And then he also extrapolated it to the extent that, you know, 10,000 hours is equivalent to 10 years worth of, you know, working, right? And we all know 10 years is a decade. And you know, while I was still in session and then teaching and coaching and stuff like that, I realized that what I did right there with her was to basically shortcut a decade of experience. And obviously I don't have a decade of experience in consulting and personal branding and stuff like that, but what I realized was that I also shortcutted that, you know, supposedly 10 years from my mentors, from the books I read, from the courses I've bought, from the engagements I've engaged myself with. I've shortcutted that, and I could feel that I'm an expert at something that someone could also learn from me, right? And so the reason I felt so exhausted, not like super energetic, not super exhausted, but I felt that I've been drained out, right? Was that, you know, it felt like me actually exposing all the secrets I know and then just laying it down. And the way I felt was that, you know, it was just everything I know about personal branding and making noise about your you know, your service or products, in this case her music, right? And then it just made me think through, like, you know what, for you to become an expert at something, right, you know, most people say that, you know, you need 10,000 hours, which is true. You actually need that 10,000 hours to become an expert at whatever it is, right? But at the same time, you can shortcut that 10,000 hours that is supposedly a 10 years of experience into a day's work. How is that possible? By getting someone who is already doing the work and then getting help from them, okay? And when I realized that, I just saw the connections. I've been talking a lot about mentorship, but this one just, you know, it kind of became the light bulb moment for me. And then I realized that, huh, anyone can do this. Like, regardless of whatever stage you are, like, you're in depression stage, you're in excited stage, you're in whatever kind of stage, you can become an expert at anything you want, literally in a day's worth, right? You just have to decide that, you know what, I want to become great, not good. I want to become great at X, Y, and Z, right? And then after making the decision, you start asking a question. And always remember, questions invite revelation, right? You start asking the question, who, not how, but who knows how to do X, right? You want to become a logo designer. You should look for someone who is already, I keep on using the logo design because, like, I literally just finished designing a logo, right? But, like, literally, like, anything, you want to become an author, right? Literally in about 30 minutes, less than in a day, you can get an expertise experience, a 10,000 worth hours of experience into a 30-minute interview with an author, an experienced author, of course. Like, I mean, if you're making a decision to become an expert at something, you have to, you know, have some kind of projection in which you are looking to do. You don't want to go, you know, talk to someone who hasn't really written, but just talking about stuff, right? You want to look out for people who are actually living your dreams and living your aspirations and stuff like that, right? And so that is what you do. And I guarantee you can shortcut that curve from 10 years into a day's worth of, you know, interview. Okay. And so that is what, I would like to leave you guys with, that, you know, a decade in a day's experience is where you guys have to start looking at, right? Whatever, what do you want to become a master at? I remember, you know, when I started learning copyrights and like persuasion and, marketing and stuff like that, I realized that, you know, there were lots of people who were way ahead of me. You know, most people told me how good I was in persuading people in words and stuff like that. And I could appreciate that amount of skill. But after looking at the gurus, people who are being paid huge amounts of money, like literally 7 figures, 8 figures to do this, you know, I looked at them and I was like, what? Like, I'm way, like, they are so way ahead of me. It's kind of like I can't even explain how much of a difference there was, right? And so what I decided to do was, you know what? Tony, I've been talking about decade in a day. How can I also implement it? And so I went back and then listed out all the people that I know are gurus at what I wanted to become, good at. And then I decided to write their names out, search them on the web. I always say the internet is a gold mine. Just get digging, right? I searched them online. I went on your Facebook profiles. I followed them on Instagram. Like, I was literally stalking them for the next, you know, and this was like, couple years ago, but I'm saying couple years ago. It's kind of like just 2 years ago anyway. So, I decided to, you know, start following them, and then seeing what they are doing, right? And, basically have a personal communion with them, if you will, right? And so I decided to, you know, jump on. And some of them were selling books. I bought them like really expensive books. There was a time where one guy from Wisconsin. So he was selling a book, and the book was going for $500. I was like, how can someone in his or her right mind buy a book worth $500? And it's just a freaking book, kind of like 200 pager, and But I was like, you know what? This guy knows his stuff. He's been doing this for way past 10 years, right? And so if I just like literally shortcut my curve and then basically get opinions from him, as to how he did this, you know, it'll be worth it, right? And so, I just put down, you know, I decided to save for it because as at then I wasn't having, enough money to do that, right? And so I decided to save for it. And, on a final date, I just told him, you know what? I want you to help me, right? And then he gave me a link to the book, and then I bought the book. And fast forward now, like that book, like that single book has literally, like, you know, made more money than I could ever think about, right? And it all stems from me deciding to shortcut a decade's worth of experience in a day's work, right? Of course, the book took me more than a day to read. It took me 3 days or 4 days to finish it up, because I wasn't just reading it. I was studying it, right? And so it took me a while to finish it up. But, you know, if someone asked me, right, that what is the one secret to me knowing, a lot about copywriting and, sales and marketing and stuff like that, it's that single book. And it took him like 15 years. It took him 15 years worth of experience to write that book. And so what I have, it's, you know, I basically have 15 years worth of experience in a 4 days work, right? And so that is what I want you to start thinking, right? Like, start thinking through what are the things that you want to be great at, okay? And like, some of the things that, I'm saying this in a form of a meta, because what I realized is that after thinking through and then realizing, you know what, how did I get good at this? I always take it back to a decade's worth of experience. I take it always. It's always a travel back in history to a decade's worth of experience. It could be an interview. It could be, you know, literally just buying a book. It could be buying a course. It could be buying, like, it could be just talking to someone who is really good at it in a matter of 10 minutes, right? So again, your associations matter, but what you have to start doing is decide what you want to get good at, and then ask the question, who already has that? Okay. It could be anything. It could be marketing, right? It could be product creation. It could be, relationship building. It could be, career guidance. It could be any freaking thing. You just have to decide that you want to be great at this one thing. Okay. This one thing. And then ask yourself, who do I know is great at this? And then literally stalk them up, you know, look at what they do on a day-to-day activity, like on a day-to-day basis, you know, engage them, have a session with them if you can. If it's going to cost you, so trust me, so worth it. It's so, so worth it. And I guarantee you, you'll become great at whatever you're looking to do. I hope this episode was super, super helpful. More than, you know, it's important to listen to these episodes, but it's more important, or very critical, I should say, to implement them. Okay. That's one thing, knowing, and there's one thing, put in action, right? Tony Robbins always says that knowledge isn't power, right? Knowledge is just, you know, a potential power, right? But you actually taking action is where the power lies. And so, I'm going to leave you guys with this, that take action after listening to this, take action on whatever I'm saying. And I guarantee you success in whatever you're looking to do. Cheers. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number priming to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Life Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online. www.livingthearisenlife.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.